for some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
All right, Hypothetically, episode 22. We got a great guest. Thanks for joining us, Kevin Seafried.
Hello.
Have you guys met?
Yeah.
We met, yeah.
Oh, you guys have met. Usually I ask the guest to say something mean about Nathan, so we're all comfortable, but I guess you don't. I mean, do you still want to?
Yeah, I'm going to be on Nathan's side today. I think that's going to be my
first.
You will literally be the first person in either of our lives to do that. You're like the parent Nathan never had. No, I don't. I was going to say dad was on your side, and then I remembered our childhood, and I was like, oh, no. I was thinking of me again. Mm. And is your girlfriend trying to sleep behind you right now?
She will be.
Nice.
Right now she's just sitting.
I respect
very
that.
Very quietly and still.
I respect that as a podcasting move.
Wants to go pee, but then she'll walk in front of the camera, so she can't.
Did you tell her we don't use the recording anymore, so she could? Or are you just not giving her that information?
No, this is about the authenticity of the podcast. She's not going to break it by walking through a scene. That'd be...
Sorry. I apologize. I'm pro-Nick now.
What?
Dude, I would never podcast with my girlfriend in the background. I make her leave the apartment before I start.
Yeah. Nick's like, we're getting divorced, okay? You can come back when the podcast's over. You can grovel.
Exactly. Plus, if she's here while I record it, then it won't be as meaningful when I make her listen to it in the car later.
What if you could touch people, and when you did it, you could see their future, but just at whatever the end of your vision, it just always ended with you trying to put their entire fist in your mouth.
So the fist thing is not a part of a set future until you touch them.
Yeah.
And then it's changes butterfly effect.
Yeah.
That would be a very weird sign to have outside of your little, like, you know, psychics thing where it's like $5 plus a little taste. Can you dunk their fist in barbecue sauce?
You can do whatever you want.
I would definitely have dipping sauces set up then.
Mm-hmm. And you should tell them it's required for the visions. Like, yeah, I can only do it if your fists are in mayonnaise.
How intimate is it?
Pretty intimate.
It seems like it'd be pretty intimate. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm still having trouble with... Nathan, did you say mayonnaise as an example of a sauce?
Yeah, mayonnaise.
That's the only one you wouldn't do.
It's a hand aioli. Oh,
no. But you're just sucking the mayonnaise off the hand.
Yeah.
So then it's back to a mayonnaise.
Wait, you're probably getting a little hand when you suck it off.
I think you're getting no hand.
I think you get a little bit of skin flakes.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're being really semantical with this hand aioli thing.
Semantical's not a word, which is very semantic of me.
What sauce would you guys use?
You know what? I would do syrup, because then if they stick their hand in syrup, they want me to lick it off, so their hand's not so sticky. Pretty clever that I just came up with that on the spot. I mean, that really is a perfect solution to this.
I mean, I would go with Thai chili, but I mean, I'm just a little more adventurous, I guess, you know?
How much of a bummer would it be if it was accurate fortunes, but they were vague, like fortune cookies, where I was just like, you're going to have a good year. That wasn't worth that.
You got to make them pay beforehand, obviously, because they're running as soon as the whole fist thing happens.
You're the fortune teller. I walk in.
Yeah.
I say, hello, Nathan. My husband has terminal cancer, and I don't know what to do. Can you help me? And all right, now you start talking.
I'd be like, can I have half the money now?
My husband has cancer and the treatments are very expensive. What is the rate?
Why are you at a fortune teller?
Because I've exhausted all other options.
Meanwhile, Nick is getting mad and his fists are like, hands are clenched in fists of rage. But you're kind of, you know, foaming at the mouth.
I would say, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
No, to relax you. We have bowls of butter for you to put your fists in to relax you.
I already brought my own bowl of butter.
Wait, the cancer treatments are too expensive, but you're walking around with bowls of butter like it's nothing?
Well, just one bowl of butter.
Any amount of bowl. Why do you have a bowl of butter? I would ask about the bowl of butter.
And then I pull out a big loaf of bread. You just bust out bowls of butter?
Yeah, I would have the bowls of butter out. They'd be upset because I'm not a great salesman. I'd be like, just relax, put your hands in butter. They get their hands in butter. And then I ask for half their money.
I refuse to put my hands in butter, you know? Donald is dying and I'm not going to have somebody jerk me around. I'm not putting my hands in butter. Explain to me why I have to do that.
As Nathan's assistant, I do want you to know that we have this popcorn here that has been hot buttered. And I think you'll probably want to stick your fist in there. I mean, this is hot, fresh popcorn. And we have a movie playing. It's not very good. It's just Nick's comedy special. But I think you'll enjoy it.
The popcorn is a good move. Nathan, I felt like you were desperate there.
Can I ask a question? Why is their hand always in a fist? Like, what happens if they open their fist? Does that undo the urge of the spell?
No, it makes it stronger because you're just, now it's a challenge. Now you're like, how much can I fit in?
I think you're going to get some weird Yelp reviews, but I also think you're going to get some really good Yelp reviews. There's a couple of people who are going to be like, this is exactly what I was hoping this would be.
I mean, if you think about how many people are into feet, and a fist is way less gross than feet.
Would you rather people saw your porn search history? Would you rather it be feet or fist? Because feet is weird, but it's like common weird, whereas fist is like, oh, wow, that's some unique heaven stuff, I guess.
I mean, is it fist mouth?
Yeah, is it fist in mouth or is it just
fist in mouth?
Okay, because I feel like fist fim. Is pretty popular.
I think it would be, as long as it was like normal fist stuff, if I wrote out every time, you know, I got online and I pulled up a window and I was like, all right, normal fist stuff. I think that would be, as opposed to weird feet stuff. You know how you put an adjective before. Sure.
Strange feet, embarrassing feet stuff that if my friend saw it, I would feel bad. What if there's an amputee?
They don't have a future, dude.
Yeah, they don't have. You just say death every time.
Yeah, you don't even do the reading. They just walk in and you're like homeless. And they're like, but I served in Afghanistan. You're like, yep. That is descriptive, not pre. I don't want that to be the case. I'm just saying. I'm fighting for that not, but we are bringing light to an important.
Amputees have no future.
And also veterans.
Oh, wait, so it's not just amputees. It's all veterans when they come in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this isn't even a riff. Yeah, I mean, it's not going good for them. You should look it up.
This is really just Nick speaking to the state of VA, like Veterans Affairs. Yeah. He's like, we're away from the questions now. I know it's supposed to be kind of a fun comedy podcast, but there is a epidemic in addition to a pandemic right now.
I'm sad now.
You remember that weird thing Joe Biden said in an interview? The thing
which weird, there's a lot of weird things.
The thing about how he used to sit in the pool and kids would like rub his leg hair.
I don't think he said that.
Yeah, dude. I think you're making this up, dude.
No, he said that. He had this weird story about how like all the neighborhood kids would like play with his like leg hair because he was in the pool. So his leg hair would go straight up and then all the neighborhood boys would like straighten it and then it would go straight up. And they were like, oh, Uncle Joe, your leg hair. It's so dynamic or whatever. Does somebody,
go with you on the premise here.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Let's say he said that.
What if you had a dream where you were flattening Joe Biden's leg hair every single night? Could you still vote for him? Every night, no matter what you do, you take Benadryl, you doesn't matter. You're back with Uncle Joe.
Every night I have a dream in a pool and I successfully flatten his leg hair.
Yeah, but then it pops back up and then you wake up and you go, ah, because you never finish.
I mean, honestly, that's the closest I'd ever feel to a politician in my life.
Wow. I would start getting really defensive about Donald Trump really quickly. I would look up facts about him and be like, yeah, it's actual foreign policy. It's actually better than most people think it is.
Yeah, so Trump and his hairless legs are making a lot of sense to me, if I'm being
honest. You're looking up pictures of him in shorts and you're like, you know what? Not as bad.
No, I would not only not vote for him, I'd be outside with a sign being like, could you vote for this? And then I'd have the sign of Joe Biden's leg hair. And
how would you have a sign of Joe Biden's leg hair?
I'd take a picture of Joe Biden's legs and shorts. I'd just zoom in on that and I'd have a sign of that and then go outside and try to convince people to not vote for him because of his weird, gross leg hair.
But there's no other identifying features of
Joe. No. They don't even know who I really, they don't know who I'm talking about. It's just the leg. And I'm like, would you vote for this? And they're like, probably not.
They're like, no, I was going to vote for Joe Biden, not that. Is that on the ballot? So Nathan would be a Trump guy. Kevin, you're
I mean, I'm still voting for Trump either way. But anything that happens in a dream, I don't put any stock into.
Even if it was every night,
that's not as scary as the stuff you wake up to Donald doing, you know,
like
fire so many of my favorite celebrities.
What if you had this recurring dream about flattening Joe Biden's leg hair and then you found out he had no leg hair? You'd be like, what does this mean?
Yeah, or you'd be like, job well done.
Yeah,
that you so much it off. That
it no longer exists. You went against the grain. You know what I mean? In terms of shaving technique.
You have this dream like 100 times in a row. Do you tell anybody? How many times in a row before you tell somebody?
I mean, one.
What if you find out Joe Biden's having the same dream about you? He's rubbing your leg hair.
I would be glad to know he's thinking about me.
Wait, how do I know that? Does he tell me?
You know, like when he says gibberish sometimes in speeches, that's what he says. It's like right in the middle of a speech about Ukraine. And he's like, and Kevin's leg hair is blonde, but in the pool, it has sort of a, it takes on a brown characteristic.
Every time that you have this vision in a dream, it gives you the power to understand what the fuck Joe Biden is talking about when he trails off in the middle of a speech. Yeah, this is one of the weirdest questions I've ever been asked.
Does it change anything if it was Mitt Romney?
Does he slick back his leg hair the way he does?
Uses gel.
Mitt, why is my hand oily after touching your legs? Because like, I make a lot of money, kid. I don't think he talks like that at all. I don't know what he talks like.
What if you walked into a therapist's office and the only degree they had framed on the wall was for completing a 6-week cooking class? But it wasn't even like, it said like for making a basic omelet. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like Italian, rustica, fancy cooking. It was like very clearly kind of like low level, you know, intro to.
What if no matter what, no matter what my problem was, they were just like, hey, you know, to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. Like that's all they got.
You know how like some people have those like little toys you can manipulate for stress? They just hand you an egg. They're like, okay, so what you want to do is separate the yolk here, and that's gonna help you kind of deal with your stress.
Could you imagine like that therapist being super defensive? You come in, she's like, what are these degrees? And she's like, what are my degrees? You're fucking crazy. Okay, so she's so I go in. It might not be a lady. It could be a man.
It could be either or.
Yeah. How about that, Nathan?
That's fine.
All right. Is it fine? Because cool. I saw when I said that it could be a man, you made a face. Care to explain?
I'm not doing this again. I'm not going to get caught in something. There was one episode where you spent the whole episode talking about how I beat women. I'm not getting caught. My girlfriend is watching me do this. I'm not getting caught again. A man would be fine.
Your girlfriend who's not allowed to leave the bed while you touch. Well, I guess what's my problem? What am I going in for? You can pick.
Eating hair.
What is it with you guys and hair? We're brushing hair off of someone. We're putting fists in our mouths, which I mean, there's knuckle hair involved. Now we're eating hair. Are you guys okay? What happened I'm fine. To children? I know that you said that you were your dad's favorite, Nick, but like, did you just have a fuller head of hair? Is that what?
Yeah, I don't want to do eating hair. What's another thing?
Your wife left you, you know, for a chef.
Wow. For a chef. I would come in and be like, look, ordinarily I would have a problem with your degree, but I guess it's both of our lucky days.
Every time he tries to use like a cooking metaphor with you, you just get furious. Like, well, you got to heat up the pan, you know?
My fucking whore wife eat up. Eats up all my money.
Would it be offensive if I brought in other picture frames? Like, oh, maybe you could put up your other degrees.
What if you do and they're like, oh, thank you. And then they just put up like cooking level number 2. Just try to whisk.
How quickly do you think you could walk out of a therapist?
22 minutes is my record.
How long would you sit there? Be honest. Like in your real life, you go in, you tell the therapist your problem, and then they just go, and then they just don't say anything. How long do you sit there?
I would need the approval so badly. Like if I got that little feedback and approval, because like if I feel like I'm in charge already, like if it's like they need my approval, then I can leave whenever. But if I walk in and they give me no validation, now I've got a mission.
So yeah, you go in, they haven't made eye contact once, and it seems like they're not going to. How long do you stay?
I mean, so, way past the time I've paid for.
Wait, what if they never responded to you? At one point, they got up and like walked away from the desk, just started sitting on their computer. They're like, oh, keep going. I'm listening. How long could they keep you there for?
I mean, I'm very engaging. I don't think that.
I feel like if they billed themselves as an omelet therapist, I'd be like, okay, but you could legally bill yourself as a therapist too, right? It's not, you don't have to say omelet therapist, right? Like that isn't a legal distinction you're making. That's
I would like it if every time they said omelet therapist, they said, you know, I'm an omelet therapist with like air quotes. But what I would love even more is if they put the air quotes around omelet. Like I'm an omelet therapist.
Yeah, you're like, hey, this is runny. And they're like, yeah, life's runny.
Not everything's going to be finished the way you were expecting.
You guys seen the movie Bird Box? The movie is basically there's like these like horrifying HP like Lovecraftian monsters come down to Earth. And whenever you see them, you kill yourself. But crazy people, when they see them, don't kill themselves. You were one of the crazy people that were mystified by their beauty. And the regular people are asking you to draw them. And every time, right as you finish the drawing, it's just SpongeBob erotica.
So it's just like my normal drawing now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do? How do you explain it to these people?
They're not going to fucking know. If they find out that you're wrong, they kill themselves. So you can just tell them that's what's happening.
What if they say they're going to bring another crazy person in to like double check it?
They're fucking crazy.
You just gaslight them?
Yeah, I would say they're crazy. They'd be like, no, dude, this is just weird SpongeBob porn. I'd be like, they're crazy, man. That's what it is.
Or you would just bill yourself as like a Picasso, like an abstract artist. Be like, this is my interpretation.
This is what the monsters make me feel.
No, they're like, dude, we're pretty sure that Squidward with a dick as a nose, that is not abstract. And you're like, nope, those shapes could be anything.
How funny would it be in that movie to just edit in every scene where the person looks at it, you just cut to like a crudely drawn dick and balls. And they're like, oh my God.
A very puritanical film all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the only crazy person that can draw well. And everybody else is like, that's not what it looks like. And I'm like, then you draw it. And they just draw some bullshit. And I'm like, that looks terrible. Who are you going to believe? Look at all the shading I did. Look at Sandy's big furry tits I rendered in perspective. I could do it. I have the skills in real life. I could draw squirrel nipples and stuff.
I just love thinking about where this question came from. Nathan, were you drawing one of these things and you were like, you know, this has happened to me. Maybe if I bring it up in a strange context, we can figure out. Like, you have that when you draw stuff? Does it always end up being something specific at the end?
Lovecraft, yeah.
Okay. Oh, mine's always a face, and it's so disappointed in me. You know, it knows what I'm about, and it's nothing.
Just vacant eyes.
And there's this speech bubble that says, you're nobody. And I don't even know. I don't even remember writing that. Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I always cross it out. Mm-hmm. But then I see it again. And I'm like, I wrote it twice. Oh, my God. No, I suspect that Nathan was jerking before this to whatever. And then you were like, oh, God, we have to pod.
Yeah, I had dual screen on my computer, one with the Bird Box movie, one with SpongeBob erotica. And I was like, I guess this is a question.
And you see SpongeBob's fist is in Patrick's mouth. And you're like, we gotta talk about this.
There's a lot of stuff here. Yeah.
I hope my brother makes fun of me for something different than this.
Okay, you have to direct a porn scene starring the SpongeBob cast. Who's in it?
And Mr. Krabs is in. He has the it's not even about his physical shape, it's about his energy.
What if it was Mr. Krabs and also Larry the Lobster? And Larry hates Mr. Krabs, even though they're both crustaceans. He's like, I don't like being the same thing as you, you piece of shit. It's right. Like sad. Wait. It's like a self-hating. It's like not
But good. Then they fuck.
Yeah, and Larry's like, you're disgusting, but he fucks them and stuff. And Mr. Krabs is all like, money, 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 money. And Larry's like, you fucking would. God.
Plankton's just watching.
He's like, that's the secret formula right there. We tied it all together. I was worried that riff wouldn't go anywhere, but boy, we landed it. That's going to be a clip. Have you guys seen the Book of Eli?
A long time ago.
You remember how the end, it's the Bible? It's the same, or it's the same beats of the movie, but at the end, it's the Book of Mormon. He still has a machete. It's still Denzel Washington, though he can be doing whiteface if that's what you need.
Is it the musical now?
Yeah, all the fight scenes are the same, but it's a musical. They're still hacking people's arms off with machetes, but it's to show tunes.
And he's still blind?
Yeah, but now he has a bicycle.
I think I still wait for it to come to DVD.
You know, in the end, when Eli like recites the Bible to whoever's taking it down, what if it was like the Book of Mormon? It's been
a long time since I've seen this movie. Yeah,
this is an old movie.
This is a very obscure reference.
I thought of all my questions in the shower today. All right. So I think I did pretty good. But I feel like if it was the Book of Mormon, at first the guy hearing it would be like, oh, it's the Bible. And then like a few minutes later, he'd be like, wait, what the fuck?
What's wrong with your Bible, dude?
Yeah. The guy who's writing it down just starts doodling. He's like, I'm not doing this. Do Mormons do any other stuff that would affect the movie? Not that Mormons are any different from anyone in any way.
I think the whole movie would be very different. It's actually the opposite movie where they're not trying to take the book and he's pushing it on them and murdering everyone that's trying to stop him from giving them the Book of Mormon.
He machetes everyone who's not interested.
I think the other thing, though, is that like he's not going to have the energy to do all this fighting because he can't have caffeine. If you're fighting with a machete, like you had some coffee.
And he can't swear during the fights. He cuts somebody's leg off and he's like, what a hoot. You're a magician, but you perform primarily for blind people. What is your act?
I think it's a lot of, oh, like you have to act surprised at your own jokes. You have to convince them that you did something impressive. Or it's just fake ventriloquism. You have a partner and you just have them talk in their voice. And you're like, isn't it crazy? I can do two different voices at one time. That's your main trick.
I would do like audio versions of other tricks. Like, you know, the one where you put a lady in a box and then stab the box with swords. I would be like, okay, I'm putting the lady in a box. Now that she's in the box, I will verbally assault her, which everyone could hear. And she'd be in the box and I'd go, you stupid whore. You're so stupid. No. And then she would come out of the box unscathed.
Like, oh, well, how'd you get out of that? Well, I had Bose headphones on. So really, his words do not affect me. Noise canceling. And Bose is actually a sponsor of this podcast. I would do the, is this your card trick? They're going to need someone to tell them what the card is, first off.
No, you could just like rub it on their face or whatever. They'll get it. It's like, it's right there. You got it? And then you do the card trick. I think it'd work.
You have like a Braille card.
Mm-hmm. People would be uncomfortable because you're rubbing cards on their face.
Magic. Is that worse than magic?
I don't think so. I think if someone walked up to me and was like, do you want me to give you a magic trick with these cards or rub these cards on your face? I would pick the latter.
You know what my trick would be? Is mm-hmm. I would give them all sight. And then after the show, it would be gone. And they'd be like, that was amazing. And I'm sad. It was so beautiful. I saw my wife.
That's horrible. You give people a sight just to watch magic tricks and then you take it away.
Yeah, you got to leave them wanting more, you know?
They're not going to want it. Could you imagine if they're like, oh, that's what sight is? I'm good. If that's all it is, if it's just people doing card tricks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. These people, literally the only thing they've ever seen is magic.
Yeah, they're just like, you know what? The sight wasn't that good.
But if you've never seen anything, magic has got to be so much more unbelievable.
Yeah, but I think they would be distracted by the wrong things. You're like, here's a deck of cards. They're like, amazing. But if you couldn't do that, you could also do smell tricks.
Like, yeah, what if you could... I feel like that's the big thing. The smell would be very easy.
Like, because you can do, like, you know how only your farts smell like your own? What if you had a smell that smelled like everyone's fart? They're like, that's mine.
Is it magic or are you farting on blind people?
I mean, magic is in the eye of the beholder, or in this case, the nose.
I think if a blind person went, did you fart? And you go, magic. I don't think they would.
Yeah, that'd be the trick. It would be, the trick would be that it smells a lot like someone farted, but you insist that you didn't fart. No one farted, but everyone take a deep whiff. Everyone's like, oh my God. But the trick is that your assistant farted. You put on a disguise and then farted. Is it a crime to hit a blind person?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's a crime to hit a person.
A blind person. A blind person.
He's saying they're different. This is...
Yeah, I mean, I know it's definitely illegal if they're a bus driver or a postal employee. Those, like, if you're, like, work for the MTA or something, then it's a federal crime. They have lots of signs about that on the bus and on the subway.
What if they're a blind bus driver?
Then it's okay.
Because you're like, hey, stop driving the bus. And they're like, you can't hit me. No one's allowed to hit me.
But that's, they do. They have that in like every, you know, on the bus where it's like, be aware. Attacking an MTA driver is a federal crime. And it's like, yeah.
That'd be so funny to be like a bus driver just bullying everybody because you have that power. Just slapping people's phones out of their hands. Like, fucking do something. I work for the government.
I mean, that's diplomatic immunity, but on a very small
scale. Just in the bus. Know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm the ambassador to this fucking bus.
If vampires weren't allergic to garlic,
wow.
Do you think that maybe we could convince them to eat Italian food instead of sucking blood? Like, do you think that's the main thing in between? Like, I feel like marinara is a decent substitute, you know, and it's just the garlic thing that's really in the way right now.
A lot of people don't know this, but marinara sauce, like if you go to Little Italy, it's made from the blood of Italian. Yeah, it is. It's authentic. That's the difference between authentic and not, is if they killed an Italian.
Italian people have a lot of high blood pressure, and that's why the marinara is so chunky.
So good. Yeah.
You know, that's why those meatballs are spicy.
Yeah, they have clots and it's diced tomatoes.
But it's like, that's why I think you've never seen a vampire movie that takes place in like Little Italy. It's always happening in like Romania or somewhere where they don't really know how to like use garlic well. You know what I mean? So the vampires just figured out like Transylvanian food is like kind of a different set of spices.
Like these Sopranos vampires, because all they eat is Italian food.
I was going to say, I think it'd make him less scary. If there was a vampire and he like came after me, but he was kind of fat and he started chasing me, he's kind of out of breath. Or he's like, he turned into a bat, but he was kind of too heavy to fly. Like, I think that would really ruin it.
It's me, a vampire. Be like, you know what? Come hang out, man. You know,
you can chill.
Italians would be all up in arms. We're not all fucking vampires.
Would that be a good deterrent technique? Like, if vampires weren't allergic to garlic and one showed up at your house, you know, you like invite somebody over for dinner and then you look in the mirror and their reflection isn't there and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I think I know what's going on. You know, you're wearing like a high collar. I think we kind of figured out what's happening. You said you hadn't had your wisdom teeth out, but we kind of understand what's really this is about. Like, would you then kind of switch to being like, would you like some garlic nuts? You know, like, I feel like, could you get them to not suck your blood by making a very good meal?
It feels like a lose-lose situation. Either like they suck my blood and I die, or all the vampires get into Italian food and then they eat all the Italian food and there's no... Yeah, I would rather get my blood sucked than not be able to go to Little Italy without long wait time. This that's my thing. Like, if I could get a table a little faster, like, sure, yeah, suck my blood. Like a quarter or two. It's fine.
My problem would be that they would come over and they'd be like, all right, it's your blood or make me something yummy. And I'd be like, I mean, I have really good blood and I can't not talk about it. Everyone that comes over, I'm like, dude, it's O positive. It's awesome.
I'm worried that if we went over to your house, you would make us just try a sip, dude. Like, and we're like, no, I think we're fine. You're like, no, come on. It's really good.
I sincerely do. I bring it up all the time. I mean, ask anybody who hangs out with me. They're like, yep, Nick's blood is great. You know, it gets annoying.
O positive. Do vampires have to get the right blood type? Like, is that canon?
I'd be worried about like HIV or something.
No, for vampires, AIDS just is spicy blood. You're like, I have no immune system. They're like, ay caliente.
But if you, but you know how you need the right, like if you receive blood, it's got to be your blood type, right? Mm-hmm. But in vampire stories, do you think that they have to get the right blood type to enjoy it? Like, you know how some people can't have cilantro? Do you think that if you're like a vampire who only likes whatever, I don't know the types of blood, B, is that a...
You don't have to say B blood, it's just blood.
The blood.
No, dude, I'd be so...
I would be so pissed if a vampire sucked out all my blood and then they just had diarrhea. They were like, fuck, I shouldn't have sucked out that guy's blood.
You can handle it.
It's going to be a long night. Would you guys rather be diarrhea or regular healthy poops? For a thing
I
that
pride myself on that. Yeah, I pride myself on that. Healthy poops.
I mean, the latter, I'd love to be remembered. Like, if you're going to kill me, at least spend an hour on the toilet. You know what I mean? Like, Let's both make a sacrifice. I'm not sacrificing myself for you. Not like a villager at like an old Aztecan temple where it's like, I'm doing this willingly.
Do you think anybody's ever gotten diarrhea after taking communion?
Yeah, anyone that's gluten.
Back in like the...
Or atheist.
Or, yeah, exactly. Or atheist, yeah. Yeah.
Not agree with my worldview.
Yeah, but could you imagine like growing up in a religious culture, like very religious, where this is important, and then you have diarrhea? You'd have to like keep it a secret. They'd be like, where have you been? You're like, no, I've been praying. Yeah. I pray so hard it smells bad.
I love the idea of someone falling off the wagon because of communion. Like, they find God in recovery, but then when they go, like every Sunday they go and they go to communion, they take a sip and it's like, we're right back off that wagon. I found Jesus and he's a hell of a drinking buddy. Yeah.
Jesus.
Everything's the same about the religion, except on the little communion wafers, there's like frosting and sprinkles. Do you think that helps overall attendance?
Diabetes would be like a sin. You would have like EpiPens. Like, no, I'm fine.
I'll do an easy one. Okay, so you're like a...
What's an easy one?
This is an easy one.
Oh, fuck. 4 plus 8.
You have to riff on that?
What if 8 was eggs? What if 7, 8, 9? You know what I mean? Like, what if that was the situation?
Okay, you're like a very pathetic supervillain, and I have two...
Wait, before you ask this question, you know how it's like, is there any string of numbers... That is fun. Like, if you could have infinite time to just try different random assortments of numbers, could you find one that is funny? Like, is that theoretically the case?
I feel like it would just be combinations of 69 and like 420.
I think no, because if you just had the same number over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and then you threw in something wild, you know what I mean? Like, you were like 7777777742, you know, you'd be like, oh, okay, that's kind of fun.
I think that might work. If you just sat across from someone and said 7 for 2 hours and right, then said 42, they just lose their mind.
It's all about the voice too. You know what I mean? If they just say 42, same tone, that's not, but right. If they kind of like put in a little, you know, a little,
you got to do the cat skills lean.
Right.
42.
You interrupted my question. You interrupted my question for this.
This is an interesting question.
No, it's not. It was
pretty good. This is almost a closer.
I don't even like my question, but like, it's better than, is there a funny set of numbers? Like, okay.
But is there a funny set of numbers?
No.
I mean, do like the idea of 69 and 70 living next to each other. You know what I mean? And like, one's really straight laced and kind of old, and the other's like a swinger.
What if it turns out, you know how people like try to memorize pi? What if it turns out pi just gets really funny? Like, that's the big barrier to entries. You just can't stop laughing.
Well, yeah, you don't know, but after 25 digits, it just is 69420, 69420. Like, after that's all it repeats.
That actually would be super funny. Nathan, okay, do you have a question? I feel like you're mad at us.
I don't even want to do my question. No, I'm set. You're like an uninteresting, you're like a super villain is strong, okay villain, and you have two options. You can either be the homily heckler or the playground loiterer. You go to church every, like, both the 8 to 8:30 and the 10 o'clock mass, and you try to heckle priest as much as you can.
I mean, that's already an activity that I'm interested in. But I feel like the playground thing, first off, is it good playground? Is it like a playground where it's just like that slide that's like a big ladder and one slide, and then there's just like monkey bars? Or are we talking like they have a rock climbing thing and like a little like made up boat? Because like, the type of playground you're hanging out at is going to really determine like your interest level as a person.
I think you slowly move up. Like, criminals kind of build on their crime. You start at like your local kind of shitty playground, but then you build to better and better playgrounds, like
Disneyland,
until until you get arrested.
And are the kids hot generally? Just so I understand the parameters of the question.
Do I have to say if the kids get hotter or not? Or
it's, you're making up the question. So is it hot kids or is it regular kids?
I mean, if that's the kind of playgrounds you want to go to, then you're that kind of playground loiterer. I mean,
I think the problem with being the playground loiterer is you would be spending most of your time convincing people that you weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, why are you loitering at this playground? You'd be like, because I'm evil. They're like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
I really like the homily heckling thing. One, great name. And two, there's so much you can do. They're going to bring new stuff every week. You've got an engaged audience. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. Look, as a stand-up, it's hard to get a room full of people, you know, to a show. But churches have draw, not as much as they used to, but they're still bringing in,
I think,
20,
I think,
30, 100 people.
Dude, I think at first you're going to be like, dude, I have so much material. And then you're going to come in one day and you're going to do a pedophile priest joke. And people are just like, okay.
No, dude,
we're not all hacks, dude.
Dude, I'm just saying, some of you don't have that much priest
alien churches, all right? Where that's actually not part of the curriculum, all right? That's clearly just a Catholic thing.
I would do the classic prove it. prove it or brag, you know, that'd be my heckle. They'd be like, and then Jesus rose and joined his father. Be like, brag.
I would do the, like, try and really show off my singing. You ever go to karaoke with someone who takes it too seriously, but do that during the hymns? You know what I mean? Like, really try and kind of, like, hold a note too long, like you're singing the national anthem.
Yeah. That'd be so funny if the priest had to come up to you after the service and be like, the arpeggios are, I mean, they're cool, but, like, they're taking away from the message.
What you got to do is hire a friend to pretend to be a talent scout. So when the priest comes over to talk to you, they come over and they're like, hey, my name is Father Charles and I work for the church up the road. You would be amazing in our gospel choir. So they kind of have to stop the critique because they kind of like served a purpose.
I think the playground loiterer is worse in many, many ways. I mean, it sounds like it would take a lot longer. Because to be even identified as a loiterer, you have to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
Whereas a homily is like 15 minutes.
I think a lot of people want to believe they could be the homily heckler. But I think people aren't willing to be that uncomfortable in a room of like 50 to 100 people.
Nathan,
I think people
talking to two people who have been doing stand-up I think for case, the longer than I should have. It's at least like going somewhere with
her. But I think
mine, it's like, all right, we've got to net it out, you know.
But I think if you go to like middle America, like an average American, and they would be the playground loiterer. I think you guys are just a weird demographic. But I think most people, well, you guys feel like that's crazy. I think doing the trying to heckle a homily would be actually much harder. So there's so many Karens at church. You're not going to, I wouldn't even get through like a sentence. I would just get quiet and apologize.
Is my goal just to heckle or am I trying to get the crowd on my side?
No, they're never going to be on your side.
Destroys your belief system. I mean, all of that sounds good. Honestly, this sounds like an actual strong social media strategy.
I bet it would work.
I think it would work too. If you did comedian versus priest and everyone thinks it's going to be a priest in the audience at a comedy show, but it's a comedian at a church, just like, fuck you, dude. I tell jokes right now in the mornings on Sunday.
I don't think the playground loiterers social media would do as well. I think people would be as into it.
There's nothing really happening there.
No, it's a lot of long
comedian
shots.
Versus children's parents. They're just like, leave. I'm like, no, I'm trying to get a video. They're like, whoa. Say hi to the internet.
This is, you guys are both, because you guys are both comedians, I have kind of a
thanks.
Yeah, the question relies on you guys being comedians. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you guys have people like non-comedians outside looking in. They see like all the people getting like hit and beat up doing stand-up now. There's like a few examples, I think, of that. Do you guys think that open mics will one day become a King of the Hill fight? And then the winner of that fight gets to do their time?
I think there's a flaw in the question, which is that there is no winner of an open mic. No one is winning in any way.
The stereotype of women not being funny in comedy would be so hilarious. They're like, you guys literally beat us up. I'm like, yeah, you just can't riff. You just can't hang with the boys. I feel like there'd be hacky like fighting moves.
You do like the little Karate Kid swan kick thing. Yeah. It's like, all right, buddy, 80s references, really? Like, do something with a little bit of substance.
Yeah, you know, Chappelle's like hitting the knee with his mic. It's like, dude, you're really gonna bash my head with the mic? Like, who do you think you are?
Dude, like, you stole that move from me, dude. You're still getting your head bashed in.
I'd have one of those mics where you don't beat people up and people would be like, pussy.
Nick's is a safe space open mic. It's still horribly offensive, but like at least you don't get hit.
Yeah, I guess the big thing would be like open mics, you get like 3 minutes. You start and then someone starts beating you up. Whose minutes are those? Is it the assaulter or the assaultee? Can I bring a gun? What if I've already been bringing a gun to open mics?
Well, then you can bring a gun, but only if you've already been bringing a gun.
Okay, because I have been.
Okay, good. You'd have to somehow work in the gun into the act, because if you pull out a gun in your middle of your set, people are going to make the audience a little tense.
Yeah, but, you know, comedy is really about creating tension and then breaking it. So. You break it out and then you fire it and they're like, oh, we kind of see where he's going with
that. Right. You
know? The commentary inverse, like, what if in wrestling, in order to get to be in a match, you had to beat the other person in a roast battle?
That would be tough because everyone in the WWE is so awesome. I don't even know where I'd start, you know?
I mean, you'd just be praised. Fashion, they've got that under control.
If Will Smith walked up to you in your show and tried to slap you, would you be, do you think you'd be a little honored?
I would use it as a credit. That'd be my main. I would really lean into it where they're like, okay, you got slapped by Will Smith. I'd be like, yeah, in the face. It was crazy. They're like, is that all you talk about? I'm like, yeah.
Do you think at one point it will get to where comedians are practicing their line, like their one-liner after they get slapped by Will Smith? Like they're working on that?
Like everybody has a Tinder joke. Everybody has a got slapped by Will Smith joke.
They're just waiting to get slapped, like hoping one day. I'm like, you don't need to write that. You're never going to get that far.
It's all the same dumb thing about how they've gotten in one little fight. Now Will Smith's mom is scared. You know, exact same joke over and over and over again. I think I saw that 95 times on Twitter the next like hour after that happened.
Honestly, as you guys were talking, I was singing the theme song in my head, being like, come on, yeah, come on.
That would suck if you like had been doing the set. Will Smith walks up, slaps you. You're like, finally, you do your one liner and people just go like, heck, like nobody likes it.
Or you flub it. Yeah, you're moving to California. Fuck. Wait, slap me again.
More like the stale prince of Hollywood. God, okay.
Would you add 4 inches to your penis? But to get an erection, you have to blow into your thumb like this. You have to go, and then it that's how you get boners from now on.
That's so much more fun. I don't understand why you would not do that.
Yeah. But
I would do it if it subtracted 4 inches.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're telling me there's an on-command way to make it happen and it's fun?
You let me finish.
My personality.
Kevin gets quirky boner. But as soon as you do get a full boner, you start deflating and you can hear it a little. It goes, ding.
Do I have to keep blowing into my thumb every time I have sex?
It's deflating. You have a hole. You can cover it with scotch tape if you want, but that's not great.
So wait, it's deflating the whole time, so you really can't use it.
I mean, you just have to keep going. It's not deflating that fast, but you hear it though. It's like,
why doesn't scotch tape work?
It does, but you know, you try to have sex with scotch tape on your wiener. People notice.
What's the problem?
There's scotch tape on your wiener.
Okay, and?
Scotch tape?
Why are you judging how I have sex? This feels...
Because you're my brother and I feel that's my role.
That's weird that you feel like that.
I'm gonna exit here and bring in your guys' dad. I think that might be for this conversation.
You're just gonna have a long talk. That's the end of this podcast.
That would be so funny if it turns out my dad was listening and then he just comes on and he doesn't say anything and then just signs off. We're like, oh, wow.
He's like, I'm sorry you inherited that trait. I thought it was recessive.
I was going to go to both of you boys.
Also, you have 3 balls.
I mean, there's just like a lot being added to this.
Better answer quick.
I mean, the more the merrier. You know,
I'll take. Honestly. I only take odd numbers.
6 balls.
No, I. That's a no for me.
I had a dream where I had 3 balls. That was the only part of the dream. I just had 3 balls, and I kept feeling my balls. I was like, "There's 3. What does that mean?
We should.
We're just like walking around.
No.
Yeah, I was just like living like very grounded dream, except I had 3 balls.
Don't yes and Nick's 3 ball dream.
That's what happened.
This is going to get cut anyway. Just
it's not going to get cut.
Just end the podcast.
Just like that third ball did, you know.
Yeah, dude, third ball.
The situation.
All right, we probably should. All right, Nathan, I'll end it. You're not allowed to officially end it. If you end the podcast, it's not over. It still goes even if you end it. You don't have that authority. I say it's when it's over.
21.
It's at not even episode 21. It's episode 22. See, you
22. You're have a good night.
All right. No, but actually, though, I am going to end it.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Episode 22.
Anyway, hypothetically, episode 22.
Episode 22
is still going until now. Thanks, Kevin. All right. Good night, everybody.